Welcome back to the McAdoo Studios. Kyle Bailey, Will Stewart, Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. Make sure I get it right one final segment here. Send me an email, kyle.bailey@cumulus.com, and find us on Twitter, twitter.com/theclubhouseKB. I changed my Twitter picture for the first time in like 2 years this morning.
You really needed to. The proportion on that one, right?
Yeah.
I think we need to, you know, I appreciate you have to call it the McAdoo Studio. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Can we nickname it the Igloo?
Yeah. We could, like the walk-in freezer. We could name it that. It's about the same size and dimension, and it's pretty awfully cold in here.
Yeah.
Football stuff, more of it. I want to talk football.
Sure.
Month away from spring football.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to waste a lot of time on this, but I just have to ask. Did y'all read the ESPN Insider story from the brain trust of Travis Haney, Mark Schlabaugh, and Brett McMurphy?
Ranking the
top 65 college football head coaching jobs in the country.
I saw our ranking, and I know who's ahead of us in the ACC. I didn't actually go look at it through 1 through 65.
No. But I read Bitter's blog. That was it. Like, first of all, I'm not paying for that. And second of all, I know those guys probably put a lot of work into it. All right. And I know they probably asked a lot of coaches questions and they looked at revenues and, you know, stadium sizes and recruiting team rankings and all that stuff. It's just a list. It's another list to keep people busy for the next couple months until football's back. And they might have worked super hard on it, but I don't really care about it.
And then, you know,
but it's ESPN, so people, I mean, they're all about it.
And I appreciate that Andy ran a blog entry on it and then posted it to our board because it generated quite a bit of conversation.
It really did, yeah.
He's a great guy, too. You know, and he respected ESPN's paywall in the process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things reading that, they talked about UVA, and they said, we should really rank UVA higher than this, but they haven't been good in 10 years, so we're not. That's basically the gist of it. And then they do Miami, and they said, okay, so Miami wasn't what they were
right,
10
exactly.
years ago, but they're still Miami.
But they're still Miami.
Well, at one point, did they stop becoming Miami?
Yeah.
Really?
They haven't played for conference championship.
They don't have any money.
No.
They don't have any fans. They don't have an on-campus stadium.
Mm-mm.
And even if you look at their coaching hires recently, they hired Temple's head coach, and before they had hired three straight coordinators before that. Nobody legit has been interested in that job.
All true things you just said.
Yeah, they're ranked in the top. I don't know what were they ranked? What was their ranking?
23rd.
I think so.
I wouldn't
rank them a top 25 job. I would flip them in Virginia Tech.
But there's two things. As it was said in the article. There's the mystique of the U, and there's the fact they're in South Beach and Coral Gables, where there's a ton of talent. You know, those two things is what kept them at 23. I don't have any beef with Miami. I never have.
I know. They just keep saying that though. What's the statute of limitations here? That team has never won the Coastal.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, the mystique of the U is right at this point is created by ESPN.
Yeah, because they released a second 30 for 30.
Right.
You couldn't do it all.
One wasn't enough.
That's the thing. Dwight Vick and I were in D.C. at 106.7 The Fan when that thing hit, when it was on the air. Dwight went off like 15 minutes talking about those Miami teams, how Virginia Tech used to beat up on them, and they beat Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and those guys, and how much he couldn't stand here and how great they were. I don't have any beef with Miami, but it really does get stale.
Well, their old coach works for ESPN now.
Yeah.
Who, you know, kind of got North Carolina put on probation.
A little crooked.
Slightly crooked. He works for ESPN.
Yeah.
So I don't think ESPN cares about this stuff. I might be wrong.
Yeah. Just a little crooked.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. I just, you know, again, it's a list. They're fun. I like watching people get really, really angsty and do all the hand wringing and getting really angry over a list made by a couple of college football reporters. But like I said, if that same list was not on ESPN, but it was on OutKickTheCoverage.com, you know, people wouldn't pay any. And I mean that with all due respect to Clay Travis. I'm just saying, you know, if it had come down from somewhere else, you know, it would have been a little bit different story. But I just thought it was funny. And I actually agree with you. I don't think UVA is the 51st best job in the country.
Yeah.
UVA's got a lot of money. They've got a really successful athletics department. They're actually in a pretty good geographic location.
Oh, yeah, great area.
You know, they're not a good football program historically. They've had some nice years, but still, I think it's better than the 51st job in the country.
They're like anybody else. If they make the right coaching hire, they can
absolutely
be, you know, perennial top 20.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing. I don't think those you're talking about the most attractive schools for jobs. I don't think that should change because the foundation is always going to stay the same for the most part. You know, just because somebody hasn't been good for 10 years. I mean, Alabama had losing records before Nick Saban got there. Does that mean that the job got worse?
Negative.
No.
No. It just means Shula couldn't coach.
Exactly. Yeah. It meant they hired
and
the bad coaches.
And Mike DeBose couldn't coach.
Right.
No, they made some bad hires.
Yeah.
They really,
really did.
Terrible hires.
I mean,
I say it like it's almost like a reflex when I talk about that time period. I'm like, yeah, Alabama was bad. But then when I think about it, Man, those are bad hires.
Yeah, really bad hires.
Mike Shula had never been a head coach, right?
I don't think so.
I think he was like a wide receivers coach for the Dolphins or something.
And Alabama's too good to be hiring coaches like that. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, they know that now.
They know that now.
I mean, the school president has already said, look, Nick Saban is the best investment this university's ever made. Not the athletics department, the university has ever made.
Oh, sure.
And you know, I thought that was pretty telling and pretty awesome. So, yeah, lists. They're fun. They're useless. Spring football? Like, do you have like a bold prediction? Like the boldest of bold predictions that you're just ready to unleash at some point between now and the start of spring football? Does anybody? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. If you don't have one, you don't have one. But if you do, like if you got something that's a little bit ostentatious, you're like, man.
I don't think – I think a lot of people are sitting here still thinking that we might see some true freshmen play again this year. I don't think that many true freshmen are going to play this year. I don't even think an offensive lineman is going to play unless there's an injury or something like that. I don't think any of those linemen are quite ready.
Yeah.
I don't think the only reason they played Gallo last year because they just needed somebody to eat up some snaps.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they needed a second string center and things like that. And I don't think they're going to need that this year. So I actually don't expect very many true freshmen to play this year. So that's all I got.
That's it.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping Austin Clark would play. I mean, and that's just out of curiosity. I mean,
I think the level of competition he's played at. Now I think he's got tools.
Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's enrolling this spring, and that'll certainly help him. But he's blocking 170, 180-pound defensive ends of Rockbridge.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not
different.
Saying I think he can play. I'm kind of curious to see him play. So I guess we'll just have to go to practice.
Yeah.
what are you thinking?
I don't know about predictions. It's hard to make predictions, particularly when so many guys are coming back. You know, it's hard to say who's going to pop out of nowhere. But I'm interested in seeing Carson Lydon because Carson's got the size. I don't know.
You and I think the same way.
Yeah.
That kid's going to be a star.
You know, and we hear that, but I don't know if that's just typical. He's a recruit,
no,
so he's still perfect.
I'm telling you, it's a stone cold fact. He's going to be a star.
Right.
Oh, all right.
No, I don't watch recruit film. I don't because I think it's you know I don't I'm not an evaluator of talent. I get nothing out of watching it.
By the way, for people listening, he's a true freshman linebacker.
True freshman linebacker
already the spring.
Who's already in spring. And Bud told me on the show 2 weeks ago that they're going to put him out there in spring and see what he's got.
I know Bud really likes it.
Well, they don't have any choice.
Well,
they don't have any other mics.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. By the way, what happened there?
Devin Van Dyke is done.
Yeah.
Who are the other mic candidates?
But Jamie and Moss. Is he a factor?
He's a backer. You got a lot of backer guys in there.
That's true.
And if they wanted to move anybody over, I guess it'd be Ramon Miner, but they want him to be the backer of the future, and I think he's better suited for that spot anyway.
Man, Matua Puaka better not get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't think Matua Puaka was as good last year as people thought he was. I didn't think he was very good against Miami. I mean, I know he wasn't good.
All of his mistakes
games.
Were mental.
He couldn't get off blocks.
Really?
Yeah, he had struggled getting off blocks.
Maybe I missed some things.
And he missed a couple open field tackles and things like that. So I'm not quite sold on him yet. I certainly think the potential's there. He's got the size, and I think he's got the overall athletic ability.
He's got the look.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sold on him yet.
Yeah.
So I'm not ready to say that it's 100% definite that he's going to start. I think it's very, very likely that he will, but I don't think it's 100%.
My out on a limb prediction is that no one will threaten Michael Brewer for the starting job. He'll be the guy.
Yeah, who knows? That's very possible.
One prediction, that's mine.
And I don't think it's a wrong one. Like, people wanted me to get into some heated debate about this quarterback situation the other day. I'm like, dude, I'm not doing it. I'm not. Because here's the thing. Like, I don't know anything about him because Brewer's going to be the default number one, you know, obviously going into the spring. Motley showed him some stuff, but he got hurt too much to believe that he can suddenly not get hurt. You know, and that's the thing. Like, Brendan Motley didn't get hurt in high school. Like he started getting hurt when he got to college. So who knows if it's just like a temporary thing or if it's the start of a chronic problem.
He had three injuries over, I guess, an 18-month span.
Yeah.
I think it was a meniscus in the spring of 2013. Then he had the back injury, and then he had the concussion.
Yeah.
So if you're Scott Loeffler and you're Frank Beamer and you really like the tools and you really like the extra dimensions that he could bring to the offense, but you're like, man, what if we start him and then history says he's going to get hurt in a month?
Yeah.
And
that's what stinks for the kid is that, you know, it's not really even history. It's less than a year.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it stinks for the kid. But, yeah, again, like, I know the coaching staff wants to give him every opportunity this spring to win the job if he can. But, yeah, I don't think Will's that far off base here because the Dwayne Lawson thing, everybody's saying this kid is such a big-time talent. He's got this huge arm, you know, so much arm talent. All those things are very, very true. He's going to be a true freshman, and he's not showing up until May or June.
Yeah.
Like, the odds are so stacked against him to play, and then if he can't be the full-time starter – are you really that hell-bent on giving him some specialized packages and wasting his red shirt? I just I guess for me, if he plays, if he's a phenom, awesome. It makes my job more fun. But the odds are in my favor, so I don't think he's going
to
play.
If he's your best candidate to start, then start him. Yeah. But otherwise, you can use the same package with Brendan Motley.
Right.
You
know,
or even Durkin.
Yeah.
Your typical fan that only watches during game day doesn't appreciate the time investment that goes into, say, like a guy like Michael Brewer. When next season starts, he will have been here a year. And that's a tremendous amount of time and work and playing time on the field that has gone into him. Coaches don't just throw that away.
No.
You know, and fans always want him to, but coaches don't.
I get exhausted having to go to practice twice a week to watch. Like, I can't imagine being a full-time student and just, you know, getting your brains beating every day.
It's just the film room stuff.
That too.
I mean, that's probably a lot harder for some of these guys than actual on-field practice. Is just soaking in all the knowledge.
Yeah. Running backs, man. It's a mess. You got JC, you got Shy, you got Marshawn, you got Trey, you got DJ Reed, Trayvon McMillan. Something's got to give.
When are they going to come back?
Yeah, something's got to give, right?
So, yeah, something's got to give. Somebody's got to look. Not every single one of those players is going to be on Virginia Tech's roster when August practice opens.
Really?
In my opinion. You ever see a team 7 people on the depth chart at running back?
Yeah.
Besides us, the last 2 years, or last year.
Shane might be listening to
you. He might be. But I you can't keep 7 guys at one spot, especially when their ages are all kind of piled in together.
Yeah.
I mean, except for JC, I mean, you've got juniors and sophomores in there. Joel Caleb's a sophomore. Trey Edmonds is, they were sophomores this past year. But you've got 4 or 5 or 6 guys that are either juniors or sophomores.
Yeah, within 2 years of each other.
Yeah. And it's just not all those guys are going to be happy. We already saw Jerome Wright almost transfer at the end of last season, then came back and then – pulled his red shirt.
Got bit by the Virginia Tech running back bug.
Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly right. You say that not all of those guys are going to be on the roster, but they actually went there. They actually pulled a guy who was pretty much, he had one leg gone, you know, and they put him in a game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So who knows? Yeah. They may need those guys, particularly you don't know what's going on with Marshawn and Shy and recovering from injuries.
I'm going to have to cover my eyes every time Shy takes a carry. I'm going to probably bury my face in my hands until the play's over.
One or two of those guys should maybe just sit another year. I'm not comfortable.
And
with
it's hard
to
ask kids to do that when they're that competitive playing at this level.
Absolutely. But, and, you know, you got Trayvon McMillan to look at.
Yeah.
And honestly, what if Trayvon McMillan and Joel Caleb are the exact same? Which one do you pick? You pick Trayvon because he's younger.
Yeah.
Right?
Why isn't Joel playing tight end?
He's gotten skinny. And, you know, he needs to be
a problem to have for most people.
I don't know, but
I'm working on that right now.
With his frame, he needs to be 225, 220, 225, something like that. But he's 200 pounds.
Yeah, pretty athletic dude.
Athletic dude.
Yeah,
yeah. I think he's play whip.
Man, that went by fast, guys. We're out of time.
Is it over?
Yeah, it's over. Can you believe that?
Signing off from the igloo.
Hey, look at that. I'm stealing that because I got to be here every day. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Chris Coleman, Will Stewart, TechSideline.com. Follow them on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL and at Will Stewart TSL. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the show on a Friday. Y'all keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.